The chief of the UN War Crimes Tribunal at The Hague, Carla Del Ponte, concludes her visit to Belgrade today, having failed to convince Yugoslav authorities to surrender any indicted Serbs. During her 3 days in the Yugoslav capital, Del Ponte faced a wall of resistance over demands that former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic be extradited to face trial in The Hague. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Belgrade.
Serbia has undergone tumultuous political change in the last few months, but its public opinion still firmly believes that the UN War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague is anti-Serb. Milena is a 22-year-old student who has traveled widely overseas, but her opinion of the tribunal reflects the mindset of a Serb population that has been internationally isolated for a decade.
I don't think it's the right institution to say, you know, who was the war criminal, who wasn't, you know what I mean?
And as for Milosevic?
He needs to stand a trial in Yugoslavia. He is guilty for so many crimes, torture his own people. That's what he needs to stand trial for.
This is the mood Carla Del Ponte found when she arrived in Belgrade Tuesday. And her first meeting with President Vojislav Koštunica was very rocky. Koštunica, a constitutional lawyer, treated her to a lecture criticizing the tribunal's use of sealed indictments and said that the preponderance of Serbs among the indicted suspects could be interpreted as selective justice. The UN prosecutor left the meeting with an angry expression and made no public statement. Her discussions with other officials were not more productive. In her meeting yesterday with the new Serbian Prime Minister Zoran Djindjic, Del Ponte asked that Yugoslavia extradite at least somebody among the numerous indicted suspects as a goodwill gesture. But Djindjic, who will be formally sworn in with his new government today, said Del Ponte's expectations are unrealistic and that examinations of the past should begin at home. Djindjic said that Serbia should initiate very fast the issue of war crimes through investigations and trials in its own institutions. Earlier in the day, Del Ponte confronted the same attitude among Yugoslav federal authorities. Foreign Minister Goran Zvilanovic clearly outlined the government's position.
I tried to explain to her why it is important to have a truth commission to create awareness among ordinary people living here that the crimes have been committed and that there is a need for justice.
Even the most flexible political leaders fear that a swift extradition of Milosevic or other suspects to The Hague could transform them into martyrs and heroes. These politicians fear this could destabilize a frail democracy and further obstruct a long overdue analysis of the nation's past and its responsibilities in the Balkan Wars. A group of about 200 Milosevic supporters protested against Del Ponte yesterday and threw eggs at her motorcade. But the UN prosecutor received a much warmer welcome from a group of relatives of about 1,300 missing Kosovo Serbs. One of them was Ljiljana Mitrović, whose husband disappeared from Kosovo in 1998.
Since nobody has raised this question yet, we want her to start the investigation because everybody speaks about the terror against Albanians and what happens with us, all the missing and the kidnapped persons. So who is going to deal with this and finally tell us the truth about what happened with them, not only my husband but everybody?
In fact, Del Ponte promised Yugoslav authorities she will try to get the tribunal's mandate extended to post-war Kosovo so as to investigate reprisal attacks by ethnic Albanians against Serbs. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Belgrade.